BBC News with Sue Montgomery. France has protested over comments by Donald Trump suggesting the 2015 attacks on Paris that killed 130 people could have been stopped by giving people guns. There's been reaction in Britain too, after the US president criticised the level of knife crime in London. David Bamford reports.
The French Foreign Ministry said it disapproved of President Trump's assertions and called for the victims' memory to be respected. François Hollande, who was the French president at the time of the attacks, said Mr. Trump's remarks were shameful, and Manuel Valls, who was his prime minister, called them indecent and incompetent. Speaking to the American gun lobby on Friday, Mr. Trump used hand gestures to mimic the gunmen shooting their victims. He said the men who killed dozens of people in a Paris concert hall that night would have fled or been shot if just one employee had a gun.
The British Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson is travelling to Washington as part of efforts to persuade President Trump's administration not to abandon the Iran nuclear deal. With a week until the deadline for a decision, Mr. Johnson's visit follows those of other European leaders. Chris Butler reports.
European leaders have been trying to get Donald Trump to listen to their concerns about his stance on Iran. The French President Emmanuel Macron and the German Chancellor Angela Merkel both left Washington, with Mr. Trump still saying the international agreement to curb Iran's nuclear program was far too lenient and that he was still minded to abandon it. Now it's Boris Johnson's turn to try to use his powers of persuasion. One problem for Mr. Johnson will be that although he's due to meet the Vice President, Mike Pence, and several senior officials, he's not currently scheduled to meet Donald Trump himself, and it's the president whose mind he needs to change.
Pakistani officials say at least 16 miners have been killed in two separate accidents at coal mines in the province of Balochistan. 12 died in a gas explosion at a pit in Marwar, about 40 kilometres from the regional capital, Quetta. At least 4 mine workers are still trapped. In another incident, 4 bodies have been recovered from a mine in Spin Karas. BBC News.